Job chapter 11. And Zophar the Naamathite answered and said, Should not the multitude of words be answered? And should a man of much talk be justified? Should thy fictions make men hold their peace? And shouldest thou mock, and no one make thee ashamed? For thou sayest, My doctrine is pure, and I am clean in thine eyes. But oh, that God would speak, and open his lips against thee, and that he would show thee the secrets of wisdom, how that they are the double of what is realized, and know that God passeth by much of thine iniquity. Canst thou by searching find out God? Canst thou find out the Almighty to perfection? It is as the heights of heaven. What wilt thou do? Deeper than Sheol, what canst thou know? The measure thereof is longer than the earth, and broader than the sea. If he pass by, and shut up, and call to judgment, who can hinder him? For he knoweth vain men, and seeth wickedness when a man doth not consider it. Yet a senseless man will make bold, though man be born like the foal of a wild ass. If thou prepare thy heart and stretch out thy hands toward him, if thou put far away the iniquity which is in thy hand, and let not wrong dwell in thy tents, surely then thou shalt lift up thy face without spot, and thou shalt be steadfast and shalt not fear, for thou shalt forget misery, as waters that are passed away shalt thou remember it, and life shall arise brighter than noonday. Though thou be enshrouded in darkness, thou shalt be as the morning, and thou shalt have confidence because there shall be hope, and having searched about thee, thou shalt take rest in safety. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and none shall make thee afraid, and many shall seek thy favor. But the eyes of the wicked shall fail, and all refuge shall vanish from them, and their hope shall be the breathing out of life.